Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we've been east to Shell Beach and then west to Hackberry, north to Toledo Bend. Let's bounce back and get down to the central part of the state, down south, Grand Isle, and we talked to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, how's this weather going to affect the fishing down there? Looks like the water temperatures are warming up, and hopefully that wind's going to switch around south and southeast and be light.
Well, Don, we hope so, because the main adversity we had this week was the exceptionally low tides. We had to change some of our trips to pretty much afternoon trips and wait on that incoming tide so we could even get out of the Dadgum Canal. But I'm going to tell you, man, we had some beautiful weather this week, 2 or 3 days of very calm winds. So we rolled the dice. We decided we wasn't going to go into marsh. We stayed close to the coast. And staying on the coast paid off this week. I mean, man, they got some big trout out there. I mean, it's just, you know, they haven't ganged up yet. No real big numbers. But what, out of the 2 boats we had the other day, I think we had 1 throwback all day long. Everything else passed that 13-inch without a problem. Had a couple of big ones. When I say big ones, I mean, I had, you know, we're fighting a hard, hard incoming tide. It takes an experienced angler to you know, fight against that tide with a big fish. And I had a couple of them that would have been 5 or better that just, you know, wrestle them in that current. You just pull the hooks out of their mouth. I mean, sitting there waiting with the net, and boom, the fish is gone. But, I mean, it was really good, man. I mean, the only thing we had difficulty catching, believe it or not, is, you know, we fished live and or market shrimp all day long with the clients, and all day long we only had 1 sheephead, and we fished a lot of structure. And I don't know if that means that they've moved out to the platforms now, you know, already, or we just had a bad day. Maybe they were all at some convention. But man, if what happened this week is a sign of what's to come, once those fish start ganging up, it is going to be a beautiful trout season.
Well, you were using live and dead shrimp. Were you fishing it on the bottom, or, you know, with a like a Texas rig, or were you fishing them underneath a popping cork, or a combination?
Well, the majority of the trout came within about an hour and a half time span. That was during that tide switch. When I'm telling you, we had, I mean, between the way the wind worked, you know, it was like the falling tide had a north wind, the rising tide had a south wind. And so it was just hard, hard tide moving all day long. Like I said, the majority of the trout came in that hour and a half or so time span where the tide was slack. And that was mostly under a cork. And then from there, it was either under a cork or tight line and live artificial baits. And then from there, it almost became a necessity that you were fishing Carolina rig on the bottom with some pretty heavy weights just to get it to the bottom.
So you were cruising along the shoreline, or were you out fishing some structure or oyster beds, or exactly what kind of structure were you catching fish on?
No, Don, we looked for any kind of structure we could, that especially once that tide started rolling, so we could try to get on the lee side of it and you know, work that current line. We were fishing everything from oyster beds to rocks around these oil platforms, and when I mean the interior platforms, oyster beds, rock jetties, I mean anything, you know, toward the middle of the end of the day, so to speak, we were looking for anything that broke the surface of the water. That way we could find these tide lines and get out of that hard current. But I mean, you know, coming this week, I think we're going to have mostly wind most of this week. But the tides will slack off, so that won't be a problem. But if we can get, you know, we get March out of the way, because, you know, March is famous for once you get a third of the days, you got calm days. Other than that, the other two-thirds is blowing from somewhere.
Yeah, one way or the other, or both at the same time, on the same day anyway. Yeah, it does make it tough. What are you hearing any offshore reports, people going out catching any grouper or wahoo?
Oh, Don, I've gotten a bunch of reports in the last couple of weeks over the wahoo. Especially with this full moon cycle, the wahoo have gone just totally ballistic, and it's the same story that, you know, that I'm trying to relay with the trout. Is every one of the reports that I've gotten, every one of the pictures I've seen of these folks catching these wahoo, there's no little baby snakes. You know, these are all. I mean, I had one buddy of mine send me a picture. The guy holding the wahoo had to be about 6'2", and he was resting his chin in the daggum tail of the wahoo. They've all been really huge.
Yeah, I love fishing wahoo. You know, they give you that long run. You know, they don't wear you down like a tuna, but, boy, they give you a thrill on that first big long run.
Yes, they do. And I tell you, Don, one of the things that I found really strange this week that I was kind of worried about, I think the monster-sized mosquitoes we have eaten all of the gnats. Because even with day after day of two-mile-an-hour winds, there was no gnats. None.
Oh, beautiful. Don't say it too loud. They'll hear it and descend on you.
Now, Darryl. The mosquitoes, you can shoot them with a shotgun.
Yeah, play skeet. All right, Darryl, somebody wants to get you realscreamers.com. Either way, R-E-A-L, R-E-E-L. Give them the telephone number.
Yeah, they can call 225-937-6288.
And bring your battle armor for the mosquito season.
Oh, we bought a couple of foggers. We're going to take care of that.
Sounds good. Darryl, thanks. Always a pleasure. Catch up with you next time, buddy.
Have a good day, Don.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.